Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. Come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Mike Androff. Thank you for your support, Mike, sincerely. As you know, Greg and I have so much music crammed in our heads, we just can't talk about it all in the regular show. Sometimes, Greg, there's a news peg, sadly, to our Desert Island Jukebox picks. I know, we usually like to tease a little bit, but there's no teasing this one.
No, not at all. We need to pay tribute to Loretta Lynn, the country great, who died October 4th at the age of 90, and I'm going to try to do her justice.
I'm eager to hear what you have to say, Professor Kot. That will be in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back, and Greg is going to pay tribute to the late, great Loretta Lynn.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's sad to have to do this. At the same time, what an incredible life Loretta Lynn had, 90 years of greatness. There have been numerous beautifully written tributes to Loretta since she died on October 4th, among them by a recent guest on the show, Marissa Moss.
Yeah.
Her Country is her book. And she has said that that book, the artist that she covered in that book, contemporary country icons, you know, the Casey Musgraves, et cetera, these artists would not be here if it wasn't for Loretta Lynn's example.
Yeah.
What the road that she paved in country music when she began her career in the early 60s. What an incredible story. You know, the song Coal Miner's Daughter, it's really her life story in a lot of ways, and also the title of the movie that was made about her, starring Sissy Spacek. An incredible piece of writing. "Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler." That's exactly where
Butcher
she started.
Holler.
Butcher Holler in Kentucky, a coal mining community. Born there in 1932, She was 15 years old when she was married to Oliver Doolittle Lynn, who was 21 at the time. That was in 1948. And basically, Loretta's career was writing about their marriage, their relationship, their family. She was very relatable because she was telling the stories that just about every woman was going through. It was a universal stories told about the specifics of her marriage and not pulling any punches.
There's
a song called Fist City that, you know.
The fact that it was him who gave her a guitar and said, I think you've got to learn to play this, right? Uh-huh. You know, I think he may have occasionally regretted that later.
Well, you know, he did give her, sad to say, but he did give her the license to do that. Said, I want you to do this. And that was important then, because you're talking about a very traditional values kind of scenario there. And Loretta, in many ways, transcended that. And she declared her independence as a woman in song after song. I mean, consider that when she emerged in the early 60s, you know, there was hardly any women singing country music.
Mm-hmm.
When she scored her first number one hit in 1967, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' with Lovin' On Your Mind,
uh-huh.
a song about her marriage.
Yeah.
That was a number one song. That was only the seventh number one hit by a female country artist.
My God.
At the time.
And what year was that?
That was 1967. So Loretta, at that point, already had four children. Her career really didn't start until she was about 30. So you think about it, you know, a late bloomer in a lot of ways because of circumstance. You know, I'm a mom. I'm raising a family. And her husband is encouraging her to write music. And it turns out she's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
You know, I should note that here's the seventh number one hit by a female country artist, but it was the first one that was written by a female country artist.
Nashville's a factory town.
Yeah.
Songwriters write the songs. Singers sing them. Not for Loretta.
Loretta was a great songwriter, in addition to being a great singer and a great performer. So she did it all. That can't be emphasized enough, how, you know, the path that she paved. The Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' with Lovin' On Your Mind. She's an angry wife. She's fed up with her husband coming home late and wanting sex after he's been drinking all night.
Demanding.
Demanding it. Fist City in 1968. You know, you think about Dolly Parton's song Jolene. She's begging the woman not to mess around with her husband. Fist City is like, you mess around with my husband, I'm going to punch you out.
Yeah, right.
You know? That's 1968. Rated X in 1972, about the stigma that divorced women would face, you know? The Pill, 1975, about birth control.
Yeah.
Not just the birth control, but the freedom and independence that it afforded to women at that time. A lot of these songs became hits, even though not all radio stations would play them.
Mm-hmm.
The content was considered too controversial. But, you know, she didn't care. You know, I'm going to write about my life. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm doing. She was incredibly relatable because a lot of women were going through the same kind of issues with their husbands or their marriages. She basically gave voice to their lives. An incredible, incredible pioneer in that regard. The other thing that I think, and perhaps got missed a little bit in some of the contextualizing of Loretta Lynn's incredible career, was that she essentially had a renaissance when she was 70, ended up forging another great era in her career at a time when most artists are retired or forgotten about. Loretta never really went away. Now, Jack White helped a little bit, you know, signed her up, made a record with her called Van Leer Rose in 2004.
Mm.
But White basically just said, here you go, Loretta. I'm just going to
do whatever you want.
Do your thing. I'm not going to mess around with how great you already are. I just want you to be you. So she writes all 13 songs on this record, sings the hell out of them. Pretty sparse backing, you know, pretty much acoustic instrumentation on the record. The band is there to support her. She's the centerpiece. She makes this masterpiece at age 70, Van Leer Rose. And I want to go out on a track from that particular album, Story of My Life from Van Leer Rose. And, you know, what you can hear, because I've been talking a lot about how she was a voice of social consciousness, but there's also humor here, you know, incredible amount of humor in her song. That sass, that attitude, and also poignance, but it's all here. My favorite verse in Story of My Life, which ends the Van Leer Rose record on a terrific note. Well, some big shot from Hollywood thought a movie about my life would be good. It was a big hit, made a big splash. What I want to know is what happened to the cash?
Loretta didn't get paid, huh?
Apparently not. But it was, and it's just a hilarious line, the way she just sends out that zinger at the end of that verse. Loretta Lynn with Story of My Life, an excerpt from that song on Sound Opinions, in tribute to Loretta, dead at the age of 90 on October 4th.
With some big shot from Hollywood, thought a movie about my life would be good. There was a big hit, made a big splash, but I want to know what happened to the cash. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Now me and Dude married 48 years, 6 kids later, a lot of laughter and tears. I have to say that I've been blessed. Not bad for this old Kentucky girl, I guess. Yeah, hey.
Loretta Lynn, Story of My Life, a fitting tribute to one of country music's greatest artists of all time, Mr. Cott. That is it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners on our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.